Welcome to Healthy Her, the podcast designed to inspire women to lead lives filled with health and happiness. I'm Dr. Amy Brenner, your host, discussing nutrition, hormones, aesthetics, sexual health, and more. Join us each week as we dive into feeling better, looking better, and living better. Hey friends, welcome to another episode of Healthy Her. If you're like a lot of my patients, you may have wondered, how long do I need to continue hormone replacement? This seems to be a common question that I've heard a lot from my many patients who are on hormone replacement therapy. If you're already on hormone replacement therapy, chances are you've already experienced the benefits of no more hot flashes, night sweats, better sleep, better energy, better libido, less pain, less vaginal dryness, pain with intercourse, even joint pain, less brain fog. Those are just a lot of the most common things that we see improved in women who are taking hormone replacement therapy. However, it seems like women who maybe have been doing hormone therapy for many years, people ask, well, how long do I need to continue it? And my answer is pretty basic, is you should continue it as long as you care about your health. It's a pretty blanket answer, I know, but I would say the same as, how long do I need to continue to exercise for? How long do I need to eat healthy for? I think hormones are as basic to overall health as even eating right and exercise. Now, I will admit that exercise is probably my number one anti-aging hack of all the benefits that exercise gets you, but hormone replacement therapy is almost right up there with it. There have actually been studies that women who are on hormone replacement therapy have a 30% lower risk of all-cause mortality. And so what does that mean? Women who are on hormone replacement therapy have a 30% less chance of getting other diseases and dying. So less breast cancer, less osteoporosis, which means less hip fractures, less spinal compression fractures, less colon cancers, less dementia, less cardiovascular disease. So my answer is really simple. You need to continue taking these hormones for as long as you care about your health. Certainly, if you get to the point of, I just don't care. You find a breast lump. If it's cancer, so be it. Or other things, and you just stop going to the doctor, then certainly you'd want to stop taking hormone replacement therapy. I know that sounds a little crass a little bit, but I just want to really drive home that hormone therapy does so many things for your overall health. It is about symptom relief, but it's also about reducing a lot of age-related diseases. Hope that helps. Thanks for listening to Healthy Her. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a quick 5-star review on your podcast platform. Your feedback means the world to us and helps others discover our show. Do you have questions or want to discuss a particular topic? You can reach us by emailing ask@dramiebrenner.com or calling 513-204-8403 and leaving a voicemail. We might feature your question or comment in an upcoming episode, so don't miss out on the chance to be a part of the conversation. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. We appreciate your support and can't wait to have you back with us next time. Take care and remember, your Healthy Her journey begins with you. This podcast is for general information only and does not constitute medical advice, the practice of medicine, nursing, or other healthcare services. No patient-physician relationship is formed. The information in the podcast and any references, material, or links are at the sole discretion of the listener and not meant to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Listeners should not delay or disregard obtaining medical advice for any medical diagnosis or issues that they may have and should seek medical care or advice from their healthcare provider for any such conditions.